This week we learn about Hachnosas Archim. We have two stories. We have many stories of Hachnos Archim. Let's look at how many stories of Hachnosas Archim are there in this week's parasha. There are multiple stories. Number one, you start off with
Avraham
Vayeroylov Hashem Be'eloni Mamri Vuhu Yoyeshev Pesach El Kichayim Hayoyim Vayisena Vayavine Shloish Anoshim. First of all, right away, there are two stories right there. Hashem comes, so Avraham is machnes Hashem, right? Isn't that also Hachnosas Archim? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was visiting Avraham, Muvakeres Lachoyle. And then suddenly shows up three more people. So, and Avraham says to one guest, you Hashem, stay put. I'll be back. I have to be machnes the three Aravim, the three Anoshim. So really, in the opening of the beginning of the parasha, we have already two stories of Hachnosas Archim. Hashem is a guest, and then the Malachim are a guest, are guests. And then we have the story of Lot. Lot brings into his home two Malachim, and there's a whole story right there. And there you can contrast. You can contrast all the differences in the way Lot went about being machnes Orach versus the way Avram went about. Then we have another story of Hachnosas Archim of Avimelech, Melech Gerar. A new citizen arrives, a new person arrives in the country. Avram and Sarah, they come into the country. And what happens? Oh, who is this woman? Before he turned around, she was taken, she was snatched by Avimelech.
He was a guest.
They were both guests. And Avram says, is this what you do when a new guest comes? You ask him, is this your wife? When a guest comes into your home, the first question you ask is, who's this woman? Is she your wife? Is she your sister? Is she your nephew? The first thing you ask, do you have what to eat? That's mamash, a blatant open lesson. Avram gives Musa to Avimelech, Rak in Yiras Elokim b'makom hazeh. Okay, he says, Rak in Yiras Elokim, you see over here that when it comes to Hachnosas Archim, you need Yiras Shemayim. That's a very important lesson. You need Yiras Shemayim. When Avraham comes to the Gror, and the first thing they ask when you walk into someone's home, who's this woman, so and so, that's a very ugly thing. There's a certain protocol. The first thing you see when you see a new person is, are you okay? Do you have what you need? You don't go start asking personal questions. And that's a lot of, I think that from all the different things that you learn about Hachnosas Archim in this week's parasha, I think that's the most important thing. Very often you go to a shul, you go to a new place, you're a guest, and the first thing they ask you, are you married? Were you ever married before? Who are you? How much money do you make? What do you do? Mind your own business. What do you have to know? What do people ask? What do you do? What do you do for a living? Why is that the first question people ask? They should ask, well, you have what to eat? I mean, there are more basic things. These are personal questions. Hold off. Avraham said to Avimelech, Rak in Yiras Elokim b'makom hazeh. V'haraguni al dvar ishti. There are many interpretations of what he meant to say by that, but one interpretation is, it was triggered by the first question you ask a person when they come on the scene is, that is a revelation of your Yiras Shamayim. First, you see a new person comes to shul. The first question you ask is a revelation of how much Yiras Shamayim you have. Isn't that what Avram said to Avimelech? He told him, Rak in Yiras Lakim HaMokoyim HaZev HaRguni Al-Dvar Ishti. And Rashi says, Achnasai Shaba, a guest that comes, do you ask him, is this your wife, in marital status? You ask him about other things. The question, the first question you ask that comes out of your mouth is an indication on the scale of Yiras Shamayim, how much Yiras Shamayim that you have. That perhaps is the most important lesson of the story of Hachnosas Archim in this week's parasha. Now going back to the beginning of Hachnosas Archim, there are many interesting halachas. They're relating, and there's a very big machlokes apoiskin about Hachnosas Archim. First, will Chazal say from the opening of the parasha, Avraham Avinu, he was speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was communicating with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he says to Hashem, he puts Hashem on hold. Hashem, I have to put you on hold, put you on mute. I have an incoming call. There's someone here more important than you, Hashem. A shocking halacha. And here Chazal learn, Gidoyla hachnosas orchim yoiser mekabolas hashchina. An incredible chiddush. That hachnosas orchim is greater than kabolas pnei hashchina. We learn from none other than Avram Avinu, talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was hosting the Shechina, and he puts Hashem on hold in order to bring guests into his home. Okay, that's a very base halacha. Now,
where is it written that she?
The Gemara, where's the Gemara say it? It's a Gemara, Mer Shabbos, Tav Kuf Chav Zayin. Kuf Chav Zayin Amid Beis in Shabbat. Shabbat, G'doy L'Hachnosas Orchem Yoyser B'Kabulus Pnei Hashchina. And the Makar is Avraham Avinu, Vayero Elov Hashem, Beloni Mamri, Vu Yoshe Pesach Kamayim, Vayisin the Vayar, Vinesh Loshan Hashem, Nitzin Vayar, Vayaritz Likrosam, Pesachel, Vayestach Art. So what is he doing, Avraham Avinu? I'm talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the most insulting thing when you're talking to someone, when you're talking to someone, and then you go and you talk to someone else. It's a terrible thing. It's a terrible people that says people are in a conversation and you want to go say to them, you want to talk to them, and you go up to them and you start trying to pry into to draw the attention from the one that you want to speak to away from the one that he's speaking to. That's not right. And I'm talking to the person. It's not right to go draw his attention away. Everyone knows you go to a base oval and you're talking to an oval, and then the phone rings and the oval goes and he answers the phone. That's terribly disrespectful. Why is the person who calls you on the telephone more important than me? So if I'm talking to you, can you imagine, and the person's talking on the phone, I'll just call you. I'll communicate with you on the phone. There are many stories with Rebbeim who try to communicate with the Talmidim. They're giving a shir, and the Talmidim are sitting in the classroom with their smartphones or their phones. They're texting away, and there's nothing the Rebbe can do. So what does the Rebbe do in the middle of the shir? He takes out his phone, and he texts the student in the back of the room to get his attention, because the only way you can get someone's attention is through texting or communicating. If you're talking to a person, you're communicating with a person, and then you go and you take another phone call, it's very disrespectful. Yet when it came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avraham Avinu did exactly that. He's talking to Hashem and he says to Hashem, you're on hold, I have to go greet the malachim. From this you learn that the value of hachnosa sochem is greater than kabbalat pnei hashchina. Okay, now let's go further. Over here, it's very important to learn that there's a lot of mafarshim make this point, that what happened here during this story of hachnosa sochem, the malach revealed to Sarah and Avram that next year, this time, you will have a child. And nothing happens by hashgacha. The fact that the revelation that Avram and Sarah would have a child, Yitzchak, the fact that it takes place within the framework, within the backdrop of Hachnosas Orchem is the revelation that the sechar, the reward for Hachnosas Orchem is children. Okay, that's not something which a person would think. We know that all the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are midah kineged midah. And the Mefarshim say, what is the midah kineged midah, the reward of Hachnosas Orchem? Children. Children, grandchildren, to be zoicha, to have zera shel kayama. And the proof is, look at the story. Here is the story of zera shel kayama, where Hashem is megala to Avraham and Sarah, you will have a child, and it takes place within a backdrop of Hachnosas Orchem.
What came first? Did Hashem send a message to Malach to tell him that he's going to have a child? That was the whole purpose.
Right, and what did Avram do to the Malach? The Malach didn't just say to him, you're going to have a child. The Malach was first taken into the home of Avraham. The Malach, water was brought to wash his feet. He was then given a delicious meal. They served first milchiks and then fleishiks. Or maybe the other way around. Or maybe together. They served Nil HaBokorotz Avraham, three tongues in mustard. A delicious meal was prepared. He told them to rest up, do whatever you want to go do. And then after this whole thing happened, then the Malach said, we have some news to tell you. We want to reveal that we're not human beings, we're angels. We've been sent from heaven to let you know that next year in this time, you will have a child. His name will be Yitzchak. So why was that necessary? Exactly, Mr. Miltz, why can't he get a letter in the mail? Why can't the Malach say, I don't need to come inside, I'm not here to bother you, I'm not here to give you food? What? A nevuah, exactly. Why did the parsha have to make it come out? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu arrange that the revelation that he will have a child only came about after Avraham engaged in an elaborate demonstration of Hachnosas Orchem? And the answer is to teach us, people living today, that the reward, to give us some chizuk, that the reward of being Machnis Oirach is children, good children. Zera Shel Kayama. You see, in this neighborhood, there are many people that are very busy with the mitzvah of Hachnosas Orchem. On Shabbos, they are very, very. Shabbos is a Shabbos. What do they call it?
Project Shabbos.
It's a very big chashuva thing, and people are very busy the whole year. And there are a number of people in this neighborhood. It really baffles me. They have apartments. I know two people. One person has an apartment, apartment in his basement, beautiful apartment with everything you can possibly. And you know, three people like this, but they all do different for different purposes. It's Rachmana Litzlan, people who are sick and who come from other countries, especially from Eretz Yisrael, they come to America for treatment, for doctors. He has a Hachnosas, like an Hachnosas Orchem apartment. And the apartment is almost always in use. The people come, people he has known, people who find out, they know about it. They come, you need to come here, Rachmana Litzlan, because you need to go to a doctor, you need something. This should not be an issue. To lighten your load, that you should not have to go find an apartment and do this here. You have an apartment, it's clean, we'll do the laundry for you, there's food, you just go to the doctor, you do what you need to do, you come here, and everything is taken care of. This person on East 18th Street has an apartment dedicated just for this. He built the apartment, he invested a lot of money into the apartment, just to be mekayim the mitzvah of Hachnosas Orchem for people, Rachmana Litzlan, who have to come here for medical treatment. Then I know of another person. He has an apartment for collectors, people who come from Eretz Yisrael. He has literally a whole collection, pun intended, a whole collection of people who come here to America for a week, for a month, for 2 weeks. They come. He has an apartment, and the whole year the apartment is occupied. People who come from Eretz Yisrael to raise money. Some of them are private people. Some of them come for yeshivas. Some come for institutions. All different types of people. And how do I know? Because these people, the apartment is right across the street from a shul that I frequent very often. And the whole year round, there's always a stream of people, collectors, who come to Davin Ma'ariv. They come and learn. They come, they do their business there in the shul. And there's a constant, how come they always hang out here in this shul? Why do they hang out here? Because right across the street is an apartment where they stay rent-free. And all their needs are provided. And the Balabas passed away, but the family continues. He used to give them chizuk. He used to help them, give them contacts, give them advice, teach them some tricks, how to raise money, all different types of people. It's unbelievable. I went to Lakewood. In Lakewood, there are many apartments like this. The person has an apartment. I could not believe what I saw. It's nicer than the fanciest hotel in the world, where people come to Lakewood for a simcha. They come for simchas. Someone's making an ofra for bar mitzvah, and they need to put up people. This fellow, he has a gorgeous, gorgeous apartment with all the amenities. And every single Shabbos, he graciously hosts people in his apartment, in the basement. Gorgeous apartment, like you never saw your life. For people who come to Lakewood, to this neighborhood, who come for a simcha. Unbelievable. People, and they mamish go out of the way. So I already know of three people just off the bat. And I know there are probably hundreds of people like this all over the community and in different communities all over the place. It's a very, very big thing, Hachnosas Orchem. And the reward for Hachnosas Orchem, the Torah over here is Megala, is Vayas Lohem Botim. Now what do I mean by that? That's really the Raya. What is the Raya? Look at Shifra and Pua. It says by Shifra and Pua, what did they do? They were the Miyaldis. They assisted the women give birth. And they defied the order of Paro. They defied Paro. And it says, what was the reward? Vayas lohem botim. They were zoicha to bate kohuna bate levi. They had children. not just ordinary children, children that were leaders in Klal Yisrael. How does the Torah describe children? Batim. Why does the Torah describe the reward for Shifra Pua, for Miriam and Yocheved, with the word batim, by Yas Lohen Bonim? Hashem went and the reward, Hashem gave them children. It would be born to them children, children that would be leaders in Klal Yisrael. Yet the Torah defines, calls children batim. So now take that word, you see that the Torah says a child is a bias. A child creates a home in Klal Yisrael. The definition of a child is not just a human being. It means a person that establishes a bias neman. That's how the Torah defines children. Because of Miriam and Shifra Pua, what they did, they were zoiche not to children, they were zoiche to children. Mm-hmm. They were zoiche, Yocheved was zoiche to Moshe, and Miriam was zoiche to Kalev. And yet Kalev and Moshe are called a bias. A person is called a bias. Now go back to our parasha. What exactly are you doing when you are machnis in oirach? You're giving them a bias. You're providing them with a mokim. Every person needs a mokim. You need a place. You come to a different country, different location. You have no mokim. You give a person a bias. Now you can understand me the connecting. If you give me a bias, the reward is Hashem, I'm going to give you a bias. What is the ultimate bias? A child, a person who has an impact on this world. Moshe, Kalev, Vayas, Lohem, Batim. Hashem didn't give them a bias, Hashem gave them a child. Yet a child, you see from the parasha, is called a bias. So if you go and you give someone else a bias, okay, it's one thing you go and you give money, you know, for fertility treatment, so a person can have a child. That's an amazing thing. But everyone has that kind of money to go give tzedakah for fertility treatments. People go and they give you a bias when you come to a location where you're not familiar with, and you need to find, you have some stability, some place to rest and just to wind down, and you give someone a bias. So midah keneged midah, Hashem will give you a bias. What is the ultimate bias you can give a person? A child. A child. The haraya, when Hashem wanted to give a reward to Miriam and Yocheved to give them a child, the way the Torah defines a child is a bias. So now we understand it's mida keneged mida. Here, hachnos asarchem HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megale to Avram Avinu and to Sarai Menu, that you will have a child. You will have a zera shel kayama. And the revelation took place within the framework of Hachnosas Orchim. You gave people batim, a bias. You deserve to have a bias. And the ultimate bias is to have a child. Now going further, there's a very beautiful Jewish, we mentioned this yesterday in the afternoon shir. I apologize to those that are here that I cut you off the very last minute. The blazer, my phone went dead the very last minute. I didn't get to apologize. It took me even half an hour to boot up again. I had a lot of problems yesterday, so it was very abrupt. Our beginning and our end was very unsmooth last night. But we mentioned you last night is that over here there are dots upon the words Vayoimru Elov Aye Soro Ishtecha Vayoimer Hine Bo'ohel. So there are dots on the letter, on the words Elov. On top of the Aleph, there's a dot on top of the Lamed, and on top of the Vav. The Vav, the Yud, the Aleph, the Yud, and the three dots. There's no dot on top of the Lamed, but there's a dot on top of the Aleph, the Yud, and the Vav. So Chazal Darshan, this word, the dots are teaching you that not only do they ask Avraham, where is Sarah, they also ask Sarah, where is Avraham? To teach you that you should always ask, inquire about the wife, and when you see the wife, you should inquire about the husband in order to create chiba between them. So they asked her also as well. That's one interpretation. There's another interpretation, and they said, Vayoimru Ayoy. Ayoy, they said, I don't remember the entire drasha.
Yeah,
by Yisro. But here also it says the dots tell us leave out the lamed, and the word ayo in this context means in what merit. They're going over here. They're saying we want to tell you some good news. Good news that you're going to have a child. Hayipalim Hashem davar lamoedo shuvilech es chayo l'sara bein. They told her also in what suchus, in what merit, will you be zoiched to this miracle of having a child in your old age, 100 years old, 90 years old, and the answer is hine ba'oihel, in the zuchus of the oihel, Avraham provided shelter, he had an eshel. He provided with machnis oirach in the zuchus of providing an ohel. That is the merit in which you will have children. Let me actually, it's such a beautiful thing. Let me go over here if I can see if I can find it very quickly where it says this beautiful drasha of ayoy. Could we see even a medrash of the word ayoy? Where, let's see if very quickly, I can't find it. All right, I never could find anything. That's always the issue over here. Too quick. Oh, here it is. Actually, I got it over here. Here, let me read you the words over here. Who says Rabbeinu Bachaye? Rabbeinu Bachya, or some pronounce Rabbeinu Bachaye, however you want to pronounce it. He says over here, Vayoimru Elov Ayei Sora Ishtecha. Vayoimer Hineba Oyel, Kosav Rashi. Vayoimru Elov. Nokud al alef yudvav shebe elav sha'af l'sara shalu ayoy Avram. They asked Sara ayoy Avraham. The chosav azel na'alzeh. So it's not the Rabbeinu Bachaye made a mistake. The kliyakar. The chosav azel kliyakar v'zel l'shoymei umid roshay vayomru eleha. They said to her, ayoy. Isheich, where is your husband? Vatoimer hine ba'oyel, ki she'elas ayoy be'eze madrega. They asked her, ki she'alt ayoy kama be'eze madrega she'yizke lebein. In what zuchus? Who asked who? Be'eze madrega sheyiske lebein vatoimer hine ba'oyel shehu noitea ohle apadnoi l'orchem asher min haroi shezuchus hatzedak yamod loy l'hoilid ben. Alright, you have to read this more carefully.
Couldn't you say that they were just talking to him.
Whatever it means, it's not telling you the whole story, obviously. The Pasuk here is written B'rdech Remez. It was a whole conversation. If we had the videotape, it'll be a whole movie about this. Okay, obviously, it's written b'derech kitzer. There was a lot going on over here in this story, and over here, the words are just learning different things, different conversations that were taking place. But part of the conversation, or the message of this pasuk is to teach us in what zichus does a person merit to have a child, in the zichus of hachnosas orchem. Yeah.
I just want to add something to your words. I'm sure you're all familiar with this. The TV views, the views newsletter, it always comes out every mm-hmm. week. So they always ask a different question. The one question they asked all these people was, who would you like to invite as a guest? If you could invite anybody, who would you invite?
So they asked this of David Feinstein.
Yeah, that's right.
So wait. Before you answer David Feinstein, so you ask the people in this room, if you can invite any person in the world from the time of creation until now, who would you want to be your Shabbos guest? Anyone, any of the Ishei HaTanach, who would you invite? So go around the table. Someone, Adam HaRishon, Avraham Chava. Who would you invite? You'd invite Moshe Rabbeinu, Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Go around, you'll ask people, come all these very interesting ideas. And then they asked Rav David Feinstein, Zeched Tzadik Levracha, and he said, invite an Ani.
Three Aniim.
Three Aniim. I'll invite Aniim, poor people. Mekayim the mitzvah of Achnosas Orchem. Pella, huh? to think like that.
Okay. I have a problem because, like in our house, we have a lot of guests, but really they're not. You know, it's
really excellent. Okay, that's what I want to talk about. So today, the question over here is: so this is just an hakdama, this principle. How are you really mekayim the mitzvah of hachnosas orchem? Many poskim taka, they say that today it's almost impossible.
According to Meir Schoenberg,
yeah,
he told me driving, giving a person a lift.
Oh, exactly. That's what it comes out. Hachnosas orchem.
He told me this as I was driving him home.
Yeah. So this is a very big topic of conversation.
No, and then he said door to door yishamach
masya. Door to door service. Door to door service. So this is a very interesting shali. Look in the Rambam. The Rambam describes hachnosas. Now, first of all, the Rambam in general says an incredible chiddush, which many of the gedolim really really scratch their heads to understand. The Rambam says that the ikur hachnosas orchem is levoya, is escorting the person when he leaves. It's not so much taking him, not so much when he comes into the house, giving him food, giving him shelter, giving him a place to sleep. It's when the trip is over to escort him. Could you imagine you have a Hachnosas Orchim apartment and you do, it's like a 5-star hotel. You come Shabbos, you come in there and you settle down and they have food for you and they have this and that. And then when it's over, according to the Rambam, you have to mamish take the guy to the airport. You go and you take him, you take his luggage out for him, you put it into the car and you drive the car and you take him to his destination, levoya. The Rambam's words are mitzvahs aseh shel divrehem. Levakeh, now this is a mitzvah aseh shel divrehem. He says, he calls it, in other words, a mitzvah aseh midrabanan, sapella, levakeh choylim, ulilavois ho'orchem. He doesn't say anywhere the word hachnosas orchem. He calls this mitzvah not, no place in the whole Rambam, I'm talking about hachnosas. When it calls guests, it's ulilavois ho'orchem, to escort the orchem. This Rambam here, Gidalid, Hilchas.
It doesn't say
yet. What? To escort, ayin sham. Okay, over here, and he elaborates, mevur midvarav she'ikar, mevur midvarav, I remember Dvorkis. Sheikar hamitzvah shel hachnosas orchem hi halavoya, is escorting the person. And the Rambam writes like with this Hilchas Ovel, kosa sechar halavoya miruba min hakol. This is the Rambam's words. The reward for escorting is more than anything else. V'hu hachoik shechokokoy, he explains, he proves it. This concept of escorting a person is the law. Shechokokoy Avraham Avinu, v'derech hachesed shenohag ba, the kindness that he conducted himself with, ma'achil oivrei derachim, he gave them to eat, umashke oison, he gave them to drink, umelave oison, eshel, in eshel is achila shesia levoya, ugedoyla hachnosas orchem ki hakabolas pnei hashchina shnemar, vayero v'hinei shloish anashim ulevoyosam, the Rambam continues, Yoiser me hachnososon, and escorting them is greater than taking them into your home. There are three things that you do: you take them into your home, you give them to eat and drink, you provide them with sleeping overnight, and then you escort them. And the question is, where in the world did the Rambam get this from? So. It's really in the pasuk. The pasuk says, "I have to memorize the pasuk." The pasuk of Chumash Farami, but it says that Avraham, he l'shalacham. It says that Avraham Avinu, when it was all over, he escorted them. He sent them away. Holech imam l'shalacham. Yeah, that's the pasuk. Holech imam l'shalacham. Over here, he struggles. Where did the Rambam get this from? He says over here, what he basically tries to say is that these were malachim. These were angels, don't need to be escorted. And yet, Avraham Avinu went out of his way to escort them anyway. Let me write it. The Haregeder HaMitzvah Nilma Miparsha Seinu Mi Avraham Avinu Olav HaSholom Chomoy Shekosav HaRambam V'zehu HaChoyk Shechokokoy Avraham Avinu V'derech HaChesed Shnagba. What's the Raya? Vayita Eshel Achila Shesiu Lavoy, okay, that we said. And then he goes on to say, the Ikar Halavoya Shoya Machnosas Orchim. Where's the Raya? There would be the Mus angels, okay. I'm trying to read over here. It says that we have a kevach al wasayf bikurim kvar yoda shemalachi elyon heim imkain eich shach lekayim bezeh chelik zeh shel mitzvah levoya. The malachim, when they after they ate their meal, they told Avraham Avinu, "You will have a child." How can they say you'll have a child? It must be that they knew, they revealed that they were angels. This whole story, they started out as human beings, made make-believe, and then eventually they spilled beans. They revealed they're not human beings, they're malachim, because how else could they know they can have a child? So then, if that is the case, why then do we find that Avram still continued to escort them? The Bevadai ain't sivu lulavis malachim. Okay, Friday night, what do you say to the malachim? Get out. I never saw someone open the door and escort the malachim out. You just say, leave. Say Yisrael, b'shalom, malachi ha-shalom. Goodbye. They don't stay because they don't want to leave. They don't want them to leave. They want them to stay. They're very generous. Okay, but you never saw anyone open up the door and walk them out of the house. You don't do that. You just say, okay, leave. Goodbye. So there's no need to go escort them. They ain't see the lavas malachim. They came in the time of the levoy who gedesh lo yavel litzakin. We mentioned in the morning, egla arufa. What is egla arufa? Egla arufa is you did not escort the person. When you escort the person, you give them chizuk. You show them that they're very valuable. And it creates a different frame of mind when you escort a person. And malachim don't need you to do that for them. So why then did Amar Avinu, did he escort them? I'm reading what he says here. The Achein Shem the Ma'aseh the Avram Lo Haya Belovoyes Shaloi Ki a Mitzvah Bepoyel Ach Avram Avinu Noah Ken Kedei LaHarois. He writes a Chiddush over here. Trying to really struggle because the Rambam doesn't tell you why. The Rambam says an awesome Chiddush that the Ikur Chelek of Achnosas Orchim is the Levoya. Pella, where did the Rambam get this from? I mean, where? Prove it. Prove it. Where's the proof? So he's citing over here. Who is he citing this from? I can't even figure out. So the question is, why did he do that? Holich imam l'shalchem, why did he do that? They're malachim, angels. That was the beginning. It can't be. In the beginning he thought they were orchim. That's why he told them to wash your feet. In the beginning, he told them to wash your feet because he thought they were Aravim that bowed down to the dust of your feet. But over here, he says that after they revealed to him, they were Megale, the Soid, that he's going to have a child. The only way they can Megale had a child is only because they were Malachim. So why did he greet them? Okay, so why did he greet them? Why do it? So he says over here, the reason why he was to teach it is to teach you that I'm engaged in Hachnosas Orchim, and even though these are Malachim, and Adra, because I don't have to do this, but to teach the mitzvah of Hachnosas Orchim is Lavoya. Achavir Nokin Kide Laharos Tsuras Kim HaMitzvah HaMuchuyeves Mislam Anoshim. Vizeu Shemashachos Ramam Vahu HaChoik Shechokokoi Avraham Avinu. A choik is something which means there's no reason. There's no reason. Choik, there's no reason for this. Why is coming to Medayik and Ramam? And why did the Rambam use this language? This is a choik. A choik is ordinarily an expression which means it has no time. Taka, there's no time. If these are malachi hashoyis, they don't need your chizuk. They can leave, like we say, matzeischem l'shom. And then must be the Rambam over here is coming to teach the world. He's coming to teach. Not everyone knows that these are malachim. I know the malachim. I don't want maybe marasayin. People who are watching me do not know that these are malachim. I want to teach you. They don't taka, don't need it. But this is the tsura of Hachnosas Orchim. They should leave with a good flavor, a good time. We know that to be true. We know that if you have a miserable experience, if you leave, if when the experience is over, it ends well, it makes a very big difference. Even though we have a saying, you only have one chance to make a first impression, but you really have a second chance. And that's the departure. The first impression you know, only one chance. But when you leave, you know, if you ever talk to a shatran, it's a very big deal how the date ends. Okay? You can have a miserable, miserable date. If you end off the date well, it can make a big difference. You open up the door for the girl when you dropped her off. Did you walk up to the door? Did you walk her to her home? Okay, the end, even if everything was horrific, if you end off well, it can make a big difference. If it depends for who, you know, if you don't want the girl, so you adarab, but you try to end off on a sour note. So you shouldn't have to continue this. But there's a lot to be said about this, and the experience of Achnasas Archim depends on the departure. Okay, now what? So there we discuss so far now. Now Bizman hazeh Achnasas Archim is a major machlekes apoyskim rishonim. What exactly are the nature, the parameters, the laws of the details of the mitzvah? Some are of the opinion it only applies to poor people. It only applies to a person that's mamish destitute. He doesn't have what to eat, doesn't have where to shelter. A homeless person. Homeless people don't have what to eat, don't have what to drink. So you take them, you give them shelter. Oh, you mekayim the mitzvah of achnasas orchem. But what about your next door neighbor? You have a neighbor who has everything. He has better food. Is there an inyan to invite him over for Shabbos? You come, you invite the guests. Reus, come for a Shabbos Sa'uda. If you want, you know, why don't you come? I have an apartment in Lakewood, I have an apartment in Florida, why don't you come down to Florida and you can stay with us for a week? Is there an inyan of hachnosas orchim, or are you just wasting your time? Do you get credit? The Rambam says it's only midrabon hachnosas orchim. It's part of chesed, it's part of halach, the bedrachov, whatever it is. However you want to find, is there an inyan of hachnosas orchim where you're taking someone into your home basically just for friendship? Many hold not. The nature of this mitzvah is people that actually have needs, and some hold no. Some hold hachnosas orchem applies to the rich and the poor. It doesn't matter. There is an element of hachnosas orchem, of another element of reus, even inviting over friends for a Shabbos meal and having them stay over in your house. So we had this whole big discussion of mishloach monos. Mishloach monos ish l'reyehu. Let's say Purim is a limited amount of time. To whom should you invest your time sending mishloach monos? Should you go and send mishloach monos to your enemies to make peace with them? Or should you send mishloach monos to your best friend? My best friend? Anyway, we're best friends. Every day we talk on the phone. So why should I waste time on Purim giving mishloach monos to my best friend? Well, tomorrow I'll see him and we'll schmooze. I'll give him the leftovers tomorrow. And Purim, I'll go to my bitter enemy. I'll try to make peace. So some hold that's right. That's what you should do. Other poskim say wrong. That's not what it's about. Purim is about solidifying your friendships. Your enemies, that do tomorrow. Purim, you have friends. Don't take your friends for granted. Purim is a time when you go and you give mishloach monos to your best friend. That's what it's about. That's many poskim say that. Umishloach monos ish lireyehu, not ish lesoinoi, to your enemy to make friends. Make friends. You want an enemy? You give mishloach monos erev Yom Kippur. Purim is a day to solidify friendship with your friends. The same issue is relevant when it comes to hachnosas orchem. Do you go do hachnosas orchem to your friends? Is an inyan. You know, once a year, why don't you come over Shabbos? We should get together once a year. You should come over to my house. Is there such an inyan? Some say yes, some say not. Now many parties can say no. The only inyan is really achila. Lina, I know it's Achila, Shasia, and Lavoya. Taka Samse means Lina, to stay overnight. So today, now let's say the person really doesn't need your help. So is that a kiyum? It's hard to say that it is, but someone here mentioned before that a way that Bizman Hazeh, Yemakayim the Mitzvah Nosas Orchim Bishlemus, is taking someone in your car. You give someone a ride. You give someone a ride and you provide some food also. And they fall asleep, take a nap. You give someone a ride to Lakewood, so you're taking them mamash into your reshus, into your domain, into your vehicle, and you're providing them with something which they really can't, they can't get there. They need help getting there. And certainly if you give them what to eat, what to drink, and you let them relax and fall asleep a little bit, you've mamash done, you've to a very large degree, you are mekayim in a very real way, hachnosas orchem, because there's something that they cannot get from someone else. It's not so easy to get it right. You think it's so easy to get it right? Not so easy to get it right. Someone needs a ride to get somewhere. You're doing, you take off a very big burden off a person's head. Okay, now, let's discuss now another topic. Okay, I think I covered what I wanted to say. Okay, there's another thing. Okay, there is another element of Achnas Archim, and that is Balei Teshuvah. Okay, that's also a very big thing. Like this week's parsha is, I know this week is the Shabbos project. You also mentioned that's a real type of mitzvah achnosas orchen, is to take people who are unaffiliated and to bring them into your Shabbos home. I once heard from a Rebbe, it's very true what he said. He said a very powerful word. He says that you have a yeshiva, and in the yeshiva, bachem, what do you do the whole day? You learn. You learn this Seder, that Seder. He made it very clear. He says that's not enough. It's really, really not enough just to have a yeshiva where you sit and learn. Talmidim need role models. Especially when you have a yeshiva where you have boys who have come from weak backgrounds.
Ramosha said you should have to donate your time.
That's tzedakah. Ramosha says giving tzedakah is not just donating, giving food and drink. It's not only giving money, it's also giving time. But this Rebbe told me the following. He says, they have a yeshiva, and there are a lot of boys in the yeshiva that come from very weak backgrounds. That's food. But he's saying something different. He's saying over here is that a boy who comes from a weak background, part of the experience of yeshiva is to learn, to have role models, is to learn what it's like to have a Jewish home. And when a boy comes into, let's say, the home of a Rebbe, one of his Rebbeim, and they see the table is set, and how they have a Suda Shabbos, and the family comes, it makes a very powerful learning tool of what is a Jewish home. You have a boy who's a teenager, his parents don't have a Shabbos Suda, or their Shabbos Suda is you know, they go to the shul in Kiddush, and they eat at the Kiddush, and they come home, and then whatever, the television is on a timer. And a boy comes to a choshev yeshiva, and he goes to a Rebbe, he learns, and he becomes a very big masmid. That's not enough. You need a role model to see what is a Jewish home. To come to a Jewish home, to see the father make kiddush, to see the children have respect for the parents, to see a Suda Shabbos, to see a bayis, a Jewish home. And certainly, al achas kama v'kama, it's been proven over and over, this thing, the Shabbos project, and all Shabbos across America, and all of these Balei Teshuvah, and a major, major chunk of their success happens when people who are not yet affiliated come to a Su'uda Shabbos by an average family. They come in, and they see the table is set, and the father comes home, children come to the table, make kiddush, they sit down, they serve their gefilte fish, and their chalent, and they say over Divrei Torah, and they have zmiros in a natural setting to see the tzura of a Jewish home. It makes an incredible, incredible rush. Ask many Balei Teshuvah, they will tell you flat out, that's what inspired them to become from. So that we take for granted. That is the ultimate hachnosas orchem. Hachnosas orchem is not just you take a person into your house, you give them food, drink, and shelter, he can go fall asleep. It's to take him into your home to show him what a home is. What is a Jewish home? It makes a lot of sense. Vayaslachem botim. Okay, the reward is you can have a Yitzhak. Yitzhak is Klal Yisrael. Yaakov, Klal Yisrael. What's the reward? The reward is Avram wasn't just machnis orach. Okay, I'll give you some food. I'll give you something to eat. He showed people what, he didn't just have outside your house. He put out a smorgasbord outside the house. Anyone wants, come take food. Avraham brought people into his home and naturally showed them by demonstration what it means to have a home.
We had it in Williamsburg. I grew up. We had from Torah and Das, they sent Bacher for Shabbos because they didn't have much of a kitchen. We had a Bacher for 10 years. He ate by us.
And he learned what a Jewish home is. Okay, at home, a lot of these, you'd be surprised. You think your Bacher, they never saw this. Their parents, unfortunately, they don't do it. They don't have a formal Shabbat. Not everyone has this. You would think even people that are very fine people, not everyone, to bring a person to teach them, that is also a very significant example of Hachnosas Orchem. Okay, now let's discuss very briefly another topic. Okay, it's a very important topic, and that is a topic of what bracha. This week we learn about the Leda. Few minutes, the Leda of Yitzchak. Halacha l'maisa, this is a very, very big, interesting topic. What bracha do you make when you find out that you had a son, or a daughter, or twins, or even grandchildren? Let's say you discover, you get word, guess what? You just had a grandchild. Do you make a bracha? So it's a very complicated question. It's a very, very tough question, what to do in every single one of these situations. A son, a daughter, twins, and grandchildren, great-grandchildren, to be zeichet to have great-grandchildren, li ulenini ulenechti, actually in this week's parasha, you learn about great-grandchildren, li ulenini ulenechti, is machlekes, does that mean children, grandchildren, children, great-grandchildren, grandchildren, great-grandchildren? So all it says in Shulchan Aruch, and what it says really in the Gemara, is only one halacha, and that is when a person hears that he had a son, a male child. You don't have to see the child. When you hear that you had a male child, you make a bracha. Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvos v'sivanu. No. I'm sorry. A bracha adoshim l'cholam. Hatoiv v'hametiv. That's it. There's no such thing anywhere in Shulchan Aruch being a shechir. That's the more modern thing which the Mishnah Berurah talks about. Making a shechian, but what it says in Shulchan Aruch is when you hear that you had a son, a male child, the father, not the mother, the father makes a blessing, hatoiv vehametiv. It's good for him and it's good for my wife. It's good for not just that. The bracha hatoiv vehametiv, and there's a very big dilemma in this part of the topic of discussion. Does the bracha hatoiv vehametiv, does it encompass the bracha of Shechianu, or it's a completely separate bracha? Many hold that it's a completely separate bracha. It will be very big nafka minute when it comes to having twins, a girl and a boy and a girl. Halacha l'maaseh, let's go one thing at a time. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. Person has a son. He doesn't have to actually see the child. He has to just be informed that he has a son. That's wonderful news, because that means, think about this on a very, very mundane way, is my money, my hard-earned money, will now go be Yerusha to my own flesh and blood. If a person did not have a son, it's very sad. Who is going to get all the money? Where is the money going to go? A person works his whole life, he accumulates wealth, and then he realizes they're going to die. Who's going to get the money?
Daughter.
What? Daughter? Daughter? Let's say he has no daughter. Let's say for argument's sake, you make a good question, He has no daughter. Let's say he has no daughter for the moment. Who's going to get his money? Who will get his money? Oh, it's going to go to the lawyers. Who's going to get the money? It goes to the son. Oh, excellent. It goes to the son. So therefore, it takes away heartache.
Why isn't there a bracha for a girl?
Good question. So a girl. So you're saying. So Mr. Elman asked the same question. Mr. Elman asked the question. Now, when a person has a girl. Also, where does the money go? It goes to the girl. The only time a girl gets nothing, is only when there are brothers. But let's say it's an only child, it's a girl. So let's take a step back. In the event that a father already had a son, a Bukhar, and then he has another son. And every time he has a son, he makes the bracha. Because this son will also inherit, will be a Yoresh. You'll say, oh, but the other one got the money. You're getting less. I don't know the answer. a girl, let's say it's the only girl, so what, it's the firstborn is a girl. Bas tchilo simen yofel labanim. Why did he make a shechianu? Why did he make a toiv hamet if she's going to get the money? So it seems, and again, this is very difficult to understand in the modern world, in the 21st century, is that a girl came, with a girl came a lot of daigos, a lot of worry. Because marrying off a girl in time of Chazal was very difficult.
Even today.
Oh, today it's some will argue it's even more difficult. Okay, so it's a very, very touchy topic. It's a very difficult topic, and a girl with a girl came a lot of. They didn't have today. The world wasn't so sophisticated with Jewish education, and there wasn't a whole system in place. Klal Yisrael wasn't organized the way we have it today, and there were a lot of daigois a person had when he had a girl. Those daigois outweighed the satisfaction that someone will inherit your money. Because the truth is, maybe the girl will inherit the money, and who knows who she'll be married to, who knows where she'll run off with the money. Chel Chazal said, Av Hashem Beirach Es Avraham Bakoil. It's machloikis in the Gemara. What does it mean, Bakoil? Some say, Bas Hoyoloi Li Avram. Avraham had every blessing this world had to offer, including having a daughter. And then the other opinion, the Gemara says, Pum Fakert. Vashem, bless Avraham Bakol, he did not have a daughter. That was the blessing. Because if he would have had a daughter, who would have married her? Who would he marry off his daughter to? Who would he pass on his Kechos HaNefesh? There were only crazy people out there in the world. And someone would take his daughter, and with that would come, would transfer the Kechos HaNefesh of Avraham Avinu, would go to the Umay Sa'olam in a way that would be abused. So it was a blessing that he did not have a daughter. So that Gemara is a very powerful Gemara, is that with the two opinions, some say he had a daughter, and her name was Bakoil. What happened to her? She died. Some say she died at the same time when Sarah died. That's why there's a small Livkoisa. There are a lot of midrashim, but there are two interpretations in the Gemara as to the Hashem Beirach Es Avraham Bakol, which goes to show that in ancient times, okay, you can't be very careful today. You can't really say this today. Mm-hmm. It was a very big daigle. I'll tell you a personal story. And there's a very famous story in the RJJ Yeshiva. In RJJ Yeshiva, my grandparents did not have children until they were much older. And then they came to America. They survived the war. They had to run away. Stories. So the father came to America. Miracle of miracles, they had my mother, and then my mother had her first child, had a girl, and in RJJ they made a kiddush. My grandparents, upon the birth of their first grandchild, and their grandparents were no youngsters, when that happened, they made a kiddush in RJJ in honor of they're being blessed with their first grandchild, a granddaughter. That was the height of the career of Golda Meir. She was the prime minister of Israel, and she was in her prime, and she was in the news every single day. And in the yeshiva, there was one of the Rosh Yeshivas was Rabbi Tendler. Rabbi Tendler, who wore a bow tie. I never met him, I never knew him, but he was quite, from what I hear, that he was quite a personality. He was quite he was a joker and a personality, and he always had what to say. And in the yeshiva on that Shabbos, so he spoke, and he got up, and he made a joke. He says, I see that Rav Shmuel David, that was my grandfather's name, he's upset. He had his first grandchild. He was hoping to have a boy. And instead, he had a girl. So Rav Shmuel David, is what he said. He said, Rav Shmuel David, don't worry. She can still be the prime minister of Israel. Because Golda Meir, she was the prime minister, then it was a very big deal. So everyone laughed, except for one person. One person, my grandmother. My grandmother got up in front of the whole Olam, which is a big Olam, okay? She got up, and she cursed him out. In public. And she with fuming mad, she said to him, "How dare you say that? How dare you say that? Do you know how grateful we are for this bracha? That we have a granddaughter? Never imagined what we've been through. You know what this is? Or you're making a joke? We wanted a boy, a girl. Do you know what a bracha is? To have a granddaughter? A girl? You know what a bracha this is?" She was so angry and so up, so animated, they literally had to carry her away. They literally had to pick her up and take her out.
She wasn't the first person to give him the ride.
Okay, so when you talk about over here, about a girl, you don't make a bracha, hatoiva hametiv. Okay, let's take everything in context. Okay, proof, okay, the story I think says a lot. So let's not get carried away. Yet Chazal say, for whatever reason, you don't make a tov ha-meitev. Pile ploim. And a boy, you make a bracha tov ha-meitev. He's good for you, for the father. Va-ha-meitev means he's good for the mother. Because the child will take care of everything. A boy is the boss. A boy takes care of man, male chauvinism. A man takes care of everything. A girl, whatever this means, it means. Along comes the Mishnah Berurah. And others, they say, okay, all right, it doesn't talk about girls. So this taka, no bracha toiva hametiv, but a girl is no worse than, let's say you have not seen your friend in 30 days. Let's say someone goes away, the shir, right? I don't see them, they come back after 30 days. According to the halacha, you're supposed to make a bracha shechiyanu, vikimanu, vigiyanu, lasman hazez, 30 days or is it a year? I forget already. Mechayim Meis of the year, 30 days. If you don't see your friend for 30 days and you see him, you are supposed to make the bracha shechiyanu v'kimanu v'kiyanu lazman hazeh with a shame umalchus. Kimat, no one in the world today makes that bracha, even though it's a fair shalacha. And the question is why? We're not so...
Does Zoom count?
Because today we live in a modern world. First of all, you're not so happy to see a friend. Number two, it's only today because of the modern technology. Basically, everyone is a phone call away, is a WhatsApp, a text. So when you know about them, we live in the global village. So there are a lot of answers. Some of them answer are good answers. Some are not such good answers.
Is it only if you didn't hear about them? Or?
Yeah, they're all different answers. Whatever it is, but me'ikar hadin, me'ikar hadin. If you don't see someone for 30 days. You can make a bracha shechiyanu v'kimanu v'gen lazman hazeh. The male of the Mishnah Berurah says, it's no worse. If you see a child, a person is told, let's say you're told, your wife calls him and says, guess what, husband? You're good for nothing. You didn't even come take me to the hospital. Do you know that I just delivered a baby girl? Mazel tov, we had a baby girl. Do you make a bracha shechiyanu? No. Because you do a tova hametiv, you do not. Because the Gemara says beferish, you do not. But what about making a shechiyanu? The answer is no. To make a shechiyanu, you have to see the child. When you see the baby for the very first time, it's no less than if you have not seen your friend in 30 days. You can make a shechiyanu, even though we don't do this, but at least your own child, seeing it for the very first time, you can make a shechiyanu. And that's taka the halacha. So the halacha is, not everyone does this. You make a shana. What about the wife? So the very big machlok is, can the wife also make the bracha on the boy hatov hametiv? Many hold she can. And some say not. She should listen to her husband's bracha and answer amen. And a girl is the same machlok. Do you make it? There's some opinions if you should make it. If when the first time the husband sees the baby, he definitely should, most hold you do, not everyone, you should make a shechiyanu because it's no worse than seeing a child, seeing your friend and you have not seen them in 30 days. Now here's a shaila. What happens if you have both, a boy and a girl, twins? So now we go into a new dilemma in halacha. Is the bracha hatoiva hametiv, is it a bracha which encompasses a shechiyanu? What exactly is the bracha toiv hametiv? Is it a technical bracha? Oh, it's a lumish. Many will hold you that the din of a shechiyanu is an emotional bracha. The bracha toiva hametiv is a cold, intellectual bracha. I have a son, which means the money is secure. The money will go b'yerusha. I know exactly where my assets are going after death. It's like a lawyer. It's a cold intellectual reality. It's good for me, and it's good for my wife. It's good for the family. Everything's going to be okay now. We have a yoyresh. Do I like the kid? No. Only have agmas nefesh from him for the rest of my life. It doesn't matter. It is a legal reality which demands, which in the eyes of Chazal is good for me, good for society, good for the family. It makes life a lot easier, at least for the lawyers, to know the next of kin, to know who the... It's an intellectual bracha, hatoyva hametiv. You don't need to have a heart to make the bracha. You can take out your heart and you can make the bracha. The bracha shechayanu ruba de ruba is a bracha that we demand a little emotion. You got to be a shtickel chosid to make the bracha, shuckle a little bit, to make the bracha shechayanu v'kimanu v'yoyin lazman hazeh, when on something. Memela, they're two different worlds, and therefore many poskim are of the opinion that if a person has twins, so on the boy you make hatoyve hametiv, and on the girl you make shechayanu. Even if the first time you know about it, you see it, the same moment you see the baby for the very first time, you can make the toiva hametiv on the boy, and you can make the shechayanu on the girl. Other poskim say, no, not so fast. Even though really you may be right that the bracha toiva hametiv is an intellectual bracha, and the bracha shechayanu is an emotional bracha, but if you make the bracha toiva hametiv, it's a good news. It's koilel, the birth of a girl as well. So if you have twins, a boy and a girl, and you make the bracha, you make the bracha atoiv hametiv when you see them the first time. It's if you don't see them, and you hear about it, you have an obligation to make the bracha atoiv hametiv. Then you can argue that when you see the girl for the first time, you can make the shechayanu. But let's say you see them together the very first time. So lam shashayla. If you have twins, and then you know about it, the way you know about it is by seeing them for the first time. You forget to make the bracha; it happens very quickly. You know, you're there waiting in the delivery room, you're waiting outside or you're inside, and then you go and you see the boy and the girl at the same time. Now you're presented with the Hatoyev Hametiv on the boy and the Shechianu on the girl. So this is a very big shaila, what to do? Some hold that the Bracha Hatoyev Hametiv is Koilel the Shechianu, some hold not. So should you make two brachas, should you make one bracha? What about grandparents? Grandparents. It's big Machloikis Sapoiskim, what you do, grandparents. Grandparents definitely do not make a toiva hametiv. Definitely not. It's not your. It's not your problem. It's not your money. It's not your intellectual. But do you make? Does a grandparent, when he sees his grandchild for the first time, it's like the mother, just like the mother makes the bracha shechem, because the lumdus is, it's no worse than seeing your friend once in 30 days, where technically you can make a bracha shechem, even though we do not. But technically, really, there is such a reality. So certainly you see a grandchild, a new neshama who came from the other world for the very first time, and you're happy about it. It's a tremendous simcha. You should be able to make a shechayanu. So some say, yeah, that a grandparent can make a shechayanu. What about a great-grandchild? Ah, not so simple. This week's parasha. Li ulenini ulenechti. And what does Rashi there say? Me, my son, my grandson. What about the fourth generation? Ad kan, Rashi there says, only until a grandchild is there an emotional bond. Once you get to the great-grandchildren, okay, people are not going to like to hear this, and it's not really so simple, it's not the same. It's a different, obviously, it's a tremendous, that's the goal. The goal is legacy. The goal is doiros. Zer shel kayama, but it's a different type of relationship you have with a great-grandchild, and that relationship, can we say that you have the simcha where you can halachically make a shechayanu? A person will say, what do you mean? This is the greatest thing in the world, the result of a great-grandchild. You know, you have to know halacha. Is it a din of simcha? Is it a din of not seeing someone? It's not necessarily your decision to make. It's a halachic decision to make. Okay, so some people are very excited. They put on a new suit. You can always find an Eitzah. You put on a new suit, have a new fruit,
And you make a bracha shachrenu on the food with ikka kavana on the great grandchild.
It's
a machlekes.
Grandson.
And the great grandchild? No, so that's machlekes. Machlekes. Li ulanini is the grand is the child. Ulanechti is the grandchild. It's machlekes. Some say it's the next. It's a great grandchild. Pashas is only in the great grandchild, not the great grandchild. So then there's a lack of simcha. Lack of simcha, you would not be able to make a shachayanu unless you have a new suit. It's machloikis. It's a machloikis. What is it? Nechti. Is it a great grandchild or is it a grandchild?